What are God's decrees? They are his plans, his eternal purpose, which he decided on before time began. It says in Psalm 139, King David says, "Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them." Amazing, isn't it? King David could say, every day of my life was written down in God's book, even before they came to pass. The whole of David's life was planned and known by God before it happened. And the same is true of every one of us. Of all events in this world, they are known by the Lord, by his decrees. Question 8 says, as you can see from your sheets, how does God execute his decrees? How does God execute his decrees? And the answer is given. God executes his decrees in the works of creation and providence. In the works of creation and providence. What does execute mean? Well, it means to carry out, to carry something out, to make something happen. How does God carry out and bring about the things that he has decreed? God didn't just have good ideas. He didn't simply write a book. He is the God of infinite power. He made things happen. And he's making them happen right now. And he will make them happen again in the future. Now, there are two words here in this answer that we need to focus on. And we'll look at them over the next few weeks, God willing. The first word is creation. Creation. As many of you know, and as the children might have been taught at school, you'll be taught in school and on the television and elsewhere that the universe began with a big bang, right? By chance, a big explosion. And things just happened. They came into being by themselves. Nobody knows why or how. It's just an accident. And if that's true, I'm an accident and you're an accident. We're just random gatherings of dust which are here today for no reason at all. But that's not what the Bible teaches us, is it? The Bible tells us that God created the whole universe carefully and wonderfully. By the power of his own word, he spoke. It says in Psalm 33, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host, that is the stars and the moon and everything else. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke. God spoke. And it came to be. God commanded. And it stood firm. God created everything we see. But there's a second word, isn't there? Providence. And what is this providence? Well, it is that God continues to rule the heavens and the earth. The snow that's fallen this weekend is not at all just movements of air and water vapour. It's by God's express command. God called for the snow. God calls for the sunshine. God calls for the seasons. Jesus, you remember, talked about birds and flowers and grass. And he says that God clothes them. And God therefore cares even more for his people. What's happening in your life and in my life and in our life as a church is by the purpose, the providence, the intention of God himself. Even the hard times. Think of Job. Remember Job in the Bible? Who suffered such a lot. And his wife had had enough of things. Said, you may as well just curse God to his face and die. And you know what Job said, don't you? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord in everything. How does God execute his decrees? Shall we say the answer together? God executes his decrees in the works of creation and providence.